Ross Lyon is joining us on the line. And they've got a pretty powerful side in that. A poor start in the NAB and a poor start to the season. And it would appear by the selection that they are taking a slightly different approach. He joins us. Welcome to you, Ross.
G'day, Jared, Lee.
Hi, Ross.
Happy 50th, Sloan.
Thank you, Ross. Well, words obviously filtered through to WA. I appreciate the thought.
We were just mentioning the point of actually having to tell a player he's left out of the side, Ross. Tell me, are you able to hand pass or you just think, oh, no, I just got to do it?
No, I've got to do it. They get the march of death after training once we sort it out. And really short, sharp conversations, because after you tell them they're out of the team, they don't hear much else. No. They tend to have a follow-up next week.
Do you spend some time in the follow-up, or does that go back to line coaches?
No, I always follow up. I tend to, when things are going wrong, get more involved. When things are going really well, let it be the line coaches. So, look, generally players will have a good feel. Really, if they walk in unawares that they're going out, well, something's been wrong in the lead-up week or weeks. Mm. So they tend to have, their emotional intelligence is quite strong.
My spies from WA who have been watching you train on a regular basis, Ross, say that they've noticed that Sandilands has been sitting in the goal square more so than he has in previous pre-seasons, and that may be because of injury, we're not sure, but you look as if you're preparing to play a relatively tall forward line at some stages this year.
Yeah, we think he can be a real weapon, and we've got a Clark and Griffin when Aaron was injured in 13, both held the mantle really well. And Aaron's a real physical threat, potentially up forward. So it's something we'd like to go to. He certainly won a couple of games. Particularly Eddie has seems to be really good when we put him there. So we'd like to do it. You know, we'd like to put some offensive heat on the opposition, and physically he's unique. So, yeah, we are trialling it, and we'd like to stick at it a bit more than we have in the past.
Gone through a few months of the summer, Ross. I mean, has there been an improvement? You know, often a first, second, third year player, you think, may have found another guru after another summer under their belt?
Yeah, we're really optimistic with Crozier, who really forced probably Matty De Boer out of the team in the final series last year as a third player. He's trained on. Really skillful, overhead, quick, sort of half-forward winger. Hayden Crozier going into his fourth year now. But he came in at 66 kilos, so he was a skinny little kid. And he's up around 82 now. He's 187. He should end up about 85, 86. Tommy Sheridan, who, you know, when the penny just drops and they come back and he wins everything and his skin folds to learn and just that real maturity. So Sheridan, Crozier, and Tabanar, the young tall that played in the final series last year, going to his third year, has continued to put on weight and is a running machine. So we're really optimistic with those three in particular. And then a couple, like Clancy Pierce was injury interrupted, and Clark last year, they're two that are really trained on as well.
Do you see anything in the evolution? I mean, the press back became normal, and flood back, then the press up became normal. So we see the half ground footy when the ball's down one end. Can you see any evolution that's going to alter that at all?
Yeah, well, the Premier's always set a bit of a tone, and they put an offensive spread of about three goals on the rest of the competition. So they do some things really well of spreading the ball and stretching the field. And I think you're going to see a little bit more of that, which should result, I think, in more goals across the board.
Nat Fyfe's not playing, got a bit of a nick in the hamstring. Conservative management at this stage, I suspect, but clearly you'd like him in round one. Is he going to get there?
Yeah, he's, you know, the rehab, 21 days. So 21, he's 20 days tomorrow. So he's 20 days, so the next day he's cleared to play. So he'll definitely go to Sydney, barring mishap. And we're not conservative. I mean, we do respect what he brings, but it's just the normal. And when I said to Nathan, you're not playing, he goes, it's not anything special. I said, no, mate, you're 20 days out of 21. So it's crazy to shorten it for any player, let alone.
Wouldn't you be adding a week or two this time of year, Ross, to make a triple certainty of it?
Yeah, he'll then train next week. So, and it was only really minor. It was a minor part of the hamstring, not even in the main body of it. So you're right. We back our rehabbers in. They do a great job. Jason Weber and our strength and conditioning team. And so he should get the last two, really. But we wouldn't play him in the one down at Peel.
Lee Matthews talked about the AFL's illicit drug three strikes policy, and we're going to chat to him about that after the break. I wonder whether you've got your own internal three strikes policy and Colin Sylvia's now on two strikes. You've been really supportive of Cole. You've sent him back twice. You've said you're not going to abandon him. You've said that you're going to have to work it through together. But surely somebody like him, three strikes and you would be out.
Yeah, well, look, you're always going to see possibility in players and in people. So sometimes it's hard to see based on what's been put in front of you. So I still see real possibility. Anything's possible. And we've still got enormous support. But as I said, you don't end up in Colin's situation based on a week or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You end up there over a year and a half. So, but in saying that, we've got full resources wrapped around him of conditioning and coaches. But I step away from here. Once you get to that situation, you just got to really do the work. No one can make you do it. So, look, he can get back, but he's got to really prove up that he's in and committed. So it's not a complicated equation here.
Does he understand what's going on with his opportunity?
I think so now. I mean, but it's just the inconsistencies of, for whatever reasons. I struggle to understand what I think sometimes, let alone trying to figure out. All I can coach is action. That's all anyone can coach. Mm. So you can't, in between that's really grey. So you can only facilitate what's put in front of you. And it's been too inconsistent for too long in the 18 months. And at some stage, you've got to say, well, we can't direct or support or offer any more. And we've had enough. So go away and dig in and try and get back.
On that point, at what point might you be able to, you say, okay, you're ready to come back? I mean, what's he have to do to prove that to you?
Yeah, well, I do get reports through as much of them. So it's that consistency of effort, and they can measure everything now, Lee. It's frightening with the GPS and, you know, like all the zones you're in. And we've got benchmark levels that Colin can hit consistently. And then he's still got some time trial stuff to do. And, you know, there's the measurables, weight, skin fold, but then there's consistency of output every time. Every time you set foot on the track now, everything's measured. So if you can consistently hit them and he does it over a period of time, you know, we'll have a look at that and say, well, you can come back and have an opportunity to be with this group.
Chris Mayne, forward or back, you've got a couple of really small, powerful, potent forwards in
Walters, Ballantyne.
Walters and Ballantyne. But does Mayne, who was your tackling force down there 2 years ago, he's been trialled at centre-half back at various stages. Where's his future? Yeah.
Well, we are a bit thin down back, so, and Dawson's under a bit of a cloud with his groin, probably for the early rounds of the year. So we've got McFarlane, Savani Johnson, and Alex Pearce, who we've got really high hopes for, has run the stress reactions 2 years in a row. So it leaves us a bit vulnerable. So Mayne went back there last year, learned a bit. We thought, to be fair to him, we'll use all this period and the training to go back and the NAB Cup. But as soon as we swing him forward, he's a natural forward. And, you know, there's still roles. Like Puopo's an enormous chase pressure player. Yeah. And Maney still did that last year but lost some goals. And we looked at his hunting territory. He got a bit high up the ground. So if we can get his hunting territory a bit more in the goal-scoring space, we think he can be effective. But fundamentally a forward, but we need to condition him to be able to go down back.
And you mentioned that you measure everything. Your thoughts on how many quarters of serious pre-season football is enough? I know you won't ever hit round one with every player at their absolute peak, but what's enough for you?
Minutes?
Or quarters? Yeah. You can break it down in quarters.
Well, I've got a fundamental philosophy. You got to play. And everyone does it a little bit different, but I know I'm a David Parker. Some of your coach, you want to win round one and get some momentum. And fortunately, the teams I've coached, we've been able to get across the line in all the years. So I like to come in prepared and with plenty of minutes in. The exact number, I'm not too sure, but you wouldn't want to have too many sitting under, you know, 250 minutes. You know, you want to have at least two full games in you and two and a half going in, you know.
Ross, great to have you. We always love having a chat. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lane. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you, lads.
Ross Lyon, Fremantle coach.